RSN Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express here on this Friday, the 5th of June, and they're racing at Donald today. This good thing, unbeatable, they tell me. Race number 9, horse number 8, Elder Flower. Matty Williams has got some nice chances at Donald today, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Matt.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Renouf goes around in race number 3. Yendall takes the ride in this maiden over the 1,200 metres. What can you tell us?
She's prepped up well. She was pretty good last prep without having a lot of luck in quite a few races. She was caught wide and run into a couple of handy horses. Wasn't far off one of Kieran's that went on to win a couple in town afterwards. So she's always shown us a bit. I think she's definitely got a, you know, there's a few races in her. She'll probably drawn a little bit awkward again today, but she'll just be trying to slot in somewhere there midfield, and she'll be strong late and certainly should be somewhere in the finish.
Okay, so she's fit enough to perform well first up.
Look, she's got a little bit of improvement in her. So, you know, I think whatever she does today, she'll bounce off well and improve second up. But I would be thinking that she, you know, she wouldn't be too far away from the mark there today.
Matty, got a lot of time for confusion. He's a 3-year-old by So You Think, and he also returns today at the races.
Last start at Colac, he did a pretty firm track there and jarred up pretty bad. So he's had a good spell off that. Doesn't give you much of a guide at home. His trials and gallops are always just fair. But he's been like that his whole career thus far. He goes to the races and he performs a lot better. So probably caught us out last preparation when he won first up. We thought he'd be sort of hitting the line good and looking for a little bit further. And I guess that's what we're thinking a little bit today. But as I say, he does race better than he works at home. So ability-wise, he's probably, you know, at least midweek city class, maybe potentially Saturday city class off-season. So you would think he'd be, you know, charging. He'll get back and charge home and hopefully, you know, be given the race a fair shake.
Is he your best chance today?
Oh, look, they've both got good hopes, but both will improve as they get into their preparations.
Okay, Matty, you are the trainer of the Stars, and tomorrow the horse part owned by Nicholas Quinn and Maxi Gorn, Kurame, go around in race number 9. They did not tell anyone when she won at 40-1 that day at Flemington. She's back at Flemington tomorrow. She's at $12. Should we have something each way on her?
Don't like her from the gate, to be honest, and I tried desperately to find another race for her, but there was just no other options for her. I just think she'll probably get too far back. She's better when she draws a gate and can pod the other couple of pairs closer. So we'll just be riding for a bit of luck and fingers crossed, and hopefully then in a few weeks' time she can go into that Revet Series final back against Phillies and hopefully draw a gate, and that'll certainly bring her more competitive into the race.
Swan Hill Cup Day on Sunday. Do you have a winner there?
I've got St. Joey's resuming the nice horse, but he'll probably a run will certainly be of benefit to him. Intellective back on a dry track. She didn't, as soon as she came off the bridle at Ballarat last start, didn't handle the wet, so she's probably got a good hope in a mile maiden. And got a horse for Mick Price, Michael Kent, Heptagon, who won very well last week, and he's pulled up enormous. So I think he'll give that Swan Hill Cup an awful shake.
All right then, Matty. And Harbour Views, how is he?
Galloped super during the week. Wednesday morning, he had a gallop, of course, proper. Couldn't be happy with him. And he heads to Moonee Valley next Saturday over the 2040.
Oh, that's exciting. Thanks for that, Matty. Good luck over the next couple of days. We appreciate your time as always. There's Matty Williams looking at his runners over the weekend, especially the two there today at Donald. They're racing at Wagga Wagga today. Ian Humphreys has done the form for that meeting, and he is with us now. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your specials.
We start in race 6, mate. Number 2, Powers Court. Racing really well. I think he's the one to beat again here today. He's doing badly, but he'll get back anyway, and he'll be charging home late. He gets him the last 3 kilogram claim, so keen on him. Race 6, number 2, Powers Court. Then we go back to race 5, number 5, Casino Time. It was impressive at Canberra over this trip last start. He stays at the same weight today, and this doesn't look any stronger to me. So I think he can win again. Race 5, number 5, Casino Time. The quaddy doesn't look a lot of value today, so he might get it fairly cheaply, you think. So the first leg will take just numbers 1, 5 and 6. In the second leg, just 2 and 7. Put a few in the third leg, 1, 2, 3, 5 and 8, and just numbers 4 and 6 in the last.
Good on you, Ian. Good luck there today.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphries looking at that meeting at Wagga Wagga. Looking at the form guide at Wagga Wagga today, there's a few horses that owe us a little bit of money. Mitchell Beard trains them, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Mitch.
Morning, Paulino. You're not on your own there.
Signal Hill. I thought that she was pretty good the other day at Albury. She was behind a smart one there. Can she go one better today in race number 2?
Yeah, I think so. She needed, you know, every bit of that 1,400. She was very, very strong on the line, and the eventual winner just got a bit of a break on her on the corner. So goes to the mile for the first time today from a good draw. She'll eat up the mile, and, yeah, I think she's take good benefit from that run, and she's certainly a winning chance today.
Nota bene, I think that's how you pronounce it. I failed Italian in high school. It goes around in the third. It's at 60-1, Mitchell.
Had its first run for me. I haven't had her overly long. Had her first run for me over the 900. It was far too short for her, but would need to improve pretty dramatically off her first up run.
Desert Storm is a consistent galloper, and he gets his chance once again in race number 5 there.
Yeah, first crack at 2,000. He's on a quick backup from the weekend. I don't think we'll die wondering today. He's rock hard fit. He doesn't have a great turn of foot, but he can cruise along. I think he'll lead, and we might just get going on him pretty early and try and put a break on him. So, yeah, I reckon he'll be in front at the 200, and it'll be hold your breath stuff. But he's a good each-way chance. I think he should run out the 2,000 metres quite strong. He's rock-hard fit, so we'll try and put some daring tactics in place and hopefully we can pull it off.
I love that. I'll be watching that race now because there's nothing better than a young jockey like a Patrick Scorse showing some initiative and taking off, and there'll be screams of lifting Patrick over the last 50. I might have something on Desert Storm now.
None more.
Now you stuff this up, Mitchell. Is this, and I might have my wires crossed here, and I apologise if I have. NZ Beer was the horse that you wanted to name Joe Exotic. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yes, and probably he hasn't lived up to Joe's expectations. I wouldn't have imagined so far.
I don't.
Was that harsh?
Haven't, and I'm not sure if I ever will financially recover from his last start at Albury. It certainly wasn't the plan to lead by 9 lengths, but he did, and he got beat a length and a bit. I thought it was a terrific run. We certainly won't be riding him that way today. He's getting good at the weight. He just should have bolted in last start. I think he really gets his chance to win first time in Australia today.
Okay, so what's your best chance there?
I certainly think him in the last. He's the nicest horse okay. out of all of them. He should have won his last start. He should be hard to beat today.
Make sure Carol doesn't give the riding instructions.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's pretty good from you, Hawley. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitchell. Have a wonderful day.
See you, mate.
There's Mitchell Beer there joining us here on RSN Central. Our next venue that we'll have a look at here is Taree. Happy birthday for yesterday, Harry White.
Thank you, Gareth.
22 years of age. You've done extremely well in the early part of your life. Can you help us back a winner at Taree today?
Oh, I think so. I'm not getting any younger, but I'm confident we have a few winners today at Taree. The best bet comes up in race 4, number 6, Shamamore. Strips fitter from a sound first up run in stronger company and looks set to relish the mile. He has strong prior form lines, gains the services of Jeff Penzer, who strikes at 26% when teaming up with the Buchanan stable. So I expect that horse to be winning at a decent enough price of $3. Then we'll step back to into race three, number two, Danoon, stormed home into second on debut at the track over a slightly shorter trip, has since been freshened. Christian Reith takes the reins. He has a handy strike rate at the track and is 1 from 2 when racing for the Wilkes stable. So hopefully we strike early. Race four, number six, is the best, and race three, number two.
Okay, what about a quaddie?
Quaddie, I'll box up my top four selections in each of those races. So 1, 2, 3, 6 in the first leg, 2, 5, 6, 9 second leg, third leg, 1, 2, 3, 9 and the last leg, 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Harry, hopefully you get a late birthday present today and all of those tips win.
I hope so. Thanks, Gareth.
Good on you. There's Harry White there looking at Taree. Chris Nelson has a look at Toowoomba for us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your specials.
We'll kick it off in race number three. Horse number six, Dragon Miss, trained on the track at Toowoomba, comes into gate number seven now. I just think she's better than these. She's a two-year-old filly that's had the three starts. She's placed on all three occasions, and her latest was at Ipswich behind one of the Golan runners in Glitterstrip. She sat three wide there. She drew 7 of 10, and she gave plenty in the straight. She was beaten just over a length and a half. So, as I said, I think she's better than most here, hopefully better than all of them. I think she'll go very close to winning. And note the favourite there, Lady Blackwood, number 10. She's had one start. She was beaten 4.5 lengths over 800 metres, and she didn't give a lot at all. So happy to take her on. Race four, number 10, Sarah Tarley. Now, we've tipped this filly, didn't tip her first up, tipped her second up at the Sunshine Coast. Gee, she's slow out of the gates, but she can find the line. Those runs have been 870 and 1,000 metres. She's been beaten 0.5 length and then 3 lengths last time out. She's just given away impossible starts. She gets some extra distance here, and she's got the pre-race earmuffs on. So that may help her jump more cleanly from the gate. She's certainly drawn a beautiful alley there for Andrew Mellion. So if she jumps, I think she'll be winning. And race six, number six at odds, Rising King. Now, he's very consistent. He doesn't win out of turn, but his recent form here at Toowoomba and also at the Sunshine Coast has been strong. He's drawn a wide gate here. I can see them going back on him, letting the pace go early and running on strongly late down the outside. So something each way on him. Race six, number six, Rising King.
Okay, and a quaddie?
Yeah, wide-ish quaddie today, Gareth. 4, 5, 9, and 10 the first leg. 2, 3, 4, and 10 the second. 2, 6, and 12 the third. And we'll come home with numbers 1, 2, 4, and 12.
I'll catch up with you tomorrow to preview the Stradbroke meeting there on Form Talk on RSN Central's race day morning. Look forward to that, Chris.
Yeah, me too, Gareth. It's going to be a great day at Eagle Farm tomorrow, so I'll catch you in the morning.
There we go. There's Chris Nelson looking at Toowoomba today. Luke Humphreys is calling the action there at the Mildura Trots today, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Luke.
G'day, Gareth. How you going?
Good, thank you, mate. Take it away with your best bets there, please.
Yeah, look, it's not very easy today. Obviously, there's a few short-priced favourites, but nothing really for me personally overall really stood out. I think they're the best bet is in the three-year-old race, race three, number five, On a Highway to Hell. Now, he was the winner of the South Australia's equivalent of the Sire Stakes last year. He's had the three runs since. He was a bit disappointing in two starts, and then he went over to Globe Derby last start and won. But he wasn't over-impressive, but he did get the job done. Now, he's coming here to Mildura, so obviously, being a Group 2 winner, you'd think he'd be pretty well-placed, and he should go very close to winning. Although, Call Me Henry, the six horse in that race, has been in very good form and has been the Bernie Winkler of the three-year-old so far. It's just come up here and dominated, so that's a good clash. But I think best bet, look, he should win. He gets his chance to race three, number five, On a Highway to Hell. Other than him, look, there's nothing really too much at value, although I think more so from an each-way chance or perspective. I haven't put it on top, but in race eight, this was a horse you mentioned to me last week, Gareth, Kelly's Idea in the last race eight, number eight. Now, in that race last week, it was part of the race where there was eventually a no race. It got to the front and looked like it would have given a good sight, but the race was stopped in the at about the 1,200 metres. Last start, though, its last actual start, it got to the line pretty well. It was held up, and it got home pretty strongly. So I didn't put it on top. I put it on in for second behind Sassy's Terror, but I thought from an each-way chance, especially a place chance, race eight, number eight, Kelly's Idea was definitely worth an each-way investment. So I think each-way, race eight, number eight. Race three, number five should win. Quaddie-wise, very skinny. First leg, 4-1 out. Second leg, 8-1 out. Third leg, 3-8-9. And fourth leg, 8-11.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling there today. Harness racing tonight at Melton. It's a really good program, and Dan Malecki joins us to preview that card. Good morning to you, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Gareth. Look, it is. It's some smallish fields, and of course, the Metro, well, it's virtually a Metro. It's a venue, isn't it? Melton is back to a Friday night, but look, there's some intriguing races. I actually found it hard trying to find best bets, but there was quite a few races, I thought, Gareth, where there were just two winning chances. So I think that makes it appealing.
Where do we start with your specials?
Well, race 5, number 5, Rupert of Lincoln. I really like the way he won first up. He competed in Country Cup last prep, so to win Barrier 7 first up, he can only improve off that. So I like his chances, but I've got respect for Jean-Luc and Arden Voyager. So with that in mind, he's not going to be ridiculously short. So race 5, number 5, Rupert of Lincoln. And Captain Bronzy's come back from a spell, I think, as good as I've seen him for quite a few years. His two runs back have been excellent. He's knocking on the door. And I thought he could win race 6, number 7, Captain Bronzy. Awkward draw, but he's a get-back horse, and he's been finishing off really well. And I think in a race where there's a field of 8, you could actually back him each way. You'll obviously be odds on the place, but I think he'll run really well, Gareth. Race 6 or 7, Captain Bronzy.
Okay, then where do we go, Dan?
Well, the first leg of the main quaddy, the 4th, this is virtually a free-for-all. And look, I just stopped short of tipping Like a Wildfire as a good thing. He looked really unlucky in similar class last week. He's very much a set sprinter, so he needs the race to pan out for him. But he is another one that is absolutely flying. Emma Stewart with such a strong hand. She's got 4 runners in that race. So that's the first leg of the quaddy. I've narrowed it down to 2 horses. They're both Emma Stewart trained. Numbers 2, Ego Dan, and 6, Like a Wildfire. Then in race 5, Rupert of Lincoln, number 5. But I put in for your quaddy 3, Jean-Luc, very much a set sprinter. So Rupert of Lincoln and Arden Voyager overdo it. They're both front of the field horses. The 3 could be the one at value. So 3, Jean-Luc, 5, Rupert of Lincoln, 7, Arden Voyager. In the third leg of the quaddy, 3, Miss McGonagall, who's absolutely flying. She's in career best form. And 7, Captain Bronzy. And then the last leg of the quaddy, initially I thought, well, Sammy Showdown, he just stands out clearly. But EG Money's very good and was terrific first up, will be improved again. So I thought in the last week, numbers 4 and 5. So all up, for 100%, that quaddy comes to $24. And it's a pretty early start again, Gareth, with the first race at 5.22.
All right, Dan, good punting. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
We'll continue on the Form Express here on this Friday, the 5th of June. Kimma Frenning, great to have her back in the gig, and she's already driving plenty of winners, and she's got some nice drives there tonight at Tabcorp Park, Melton. Good morning to you, Kimma. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Gareth. Thanks for having me.
Struve goes around in race number 2, has to take on the bullpen. Are you confident that you can defeat that favourite there in the 2nd at Melton tonight, Kimma?
It's a hard one. Karen's horse has obviously been going really, really good, and Struve has just got his little quirk, but he's a really, really nice horse, and I think he can be in the finish.
Okay, what about Like a Wildfire in race number 4? Has to take on some smart ones like Ego Dan and Somewhere Secret and even Little Peanut. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I thought he was really unlucky last week, and probably if he would have got out, he may have even given Major Time for a little run for his money. And I think if he sort of gets the right run and a little bit of luck, I think he should be right there as well.
And Tina calls in race number 6, gate number 4. What are you thinking there?
She's been going really good. It's just it's a bit of a tricky one, so probably just going to have to see what happens early and work it out from there.
All right then, Kimma. What's your best for tonight?
Like a Wildfire, yeah.
Okay. Named after you. Race 4, number 6, Like a Wildfire. We wish you the best of luck, Kimma.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
There's Kimma Frenning. She's a star of the sport. Georgie Ferrugia joins us here to have a look at Bendigo and Geelong today in the Greyhound World in Victoria. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials?
Yeah, look, like a few at Bendigo. And just before we give some of our tips, how about the clash between Stevie and Shimmer Shine today? That's going to be an absolute ripper. Cannot wait for that race. But I do like a few a little bit earlier than that. Race 4, number 5, Hazy Roy, Gareth. He's only had the 4 starts. He's won his last 2. He just keeps getting better. He ran 25.19, defeated a good pup last start at Shepparton. So race 4, number 5. Good to see Jack Spale going around in race 5 over there. So it's a very, very good meeting. And as we said, Who Told Stevie in box 4 against Shimmer Shine. Not much between them. $2 and $2.20 for those two. And I like one a little bit later in the program as well. Javier Bale off box 8, race 9, number 8. I think he'll be winning this greyhound. He has broken 24 seconds here. There's some speed in this race, but just like where he's drawn, I think he's getting better. His last two have been up against Super Zoom Jake, who can certainly gallop. And I just think Javier Bale will be hard to hold out today at Bendigo. Over to Geelong. Good racing there as well. Like one in race number 5 called Bush Martini. This is one of 3 races over the 680 metres. Look, this greyhound should be able to lead and be hard to hold out. It ran 29.82 over the 5.15. It's had 2 600-metre runs where it's been pretty good, including a placing behind Bounce Back. And I just think Bush Martini gets its opportunity here in good company to win here. Of the others, Gareth, there's a couple of good races here. Race 10, number 8, Go Get Boy. Terrific, terrific record off wide draws, Gareth. It's had 6 starts of box 8, 4 wins and 2 seconds. Again, there's some talent in the race, including Blackpool Ammo, who's racing very, very well. But Get Go Boy is certainly drawn where he wants to be. So another good meeting there tonight at Geelong.
All right then, Georgie. Hopefully we can catch up with David Burnett a little later on in the show. Of course, he's got Simon Told Helen taking on Tigger Long Tonk tomorrow night at the Meadows in that Grade 8. So looking forward to that clash as well. We're in for a treat over the next couple of days, Georgie. I'll catch up with you a little later on.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.